But either way, that's Reh that we're going to get to. But for now, why are we discussing the sugya of Tushu Rishayna Kitchel Lashayta V'Kitchel Lassalava? It's because the Gemara had discussed the halacha about Mizbeach Shenifkan. It's not a Daf Nun Tesa, but now the Gemara discussed Mizbeach Shenifkan as relates to Shechita. That a Shechita of a carbon is possible if it was done at the time that the Mizbeach was Nifkan. Now we learn the Gemara, Rabbi Loza, on the bottom of Daf Samach Amar Aleph, that Mizbeach Shenifkan impacts the mitzvah of Achilas Kachem as well. He said it with regards to Shiori HaMincha, with Xerah Shava, all Kachem Gedashim. Abaya was Moisef. Abaya said it's true even for Kachem Kam. Amar Abaya, how do I know that? I know it Midrash of the Rabbi Yossi. I know it from this Braisa. What did you see in this Braisa? The Rabbi Yossi holds that a Bechor cannot be eaten as man hazeh. And the Gemara spoke out very, very clearly in the rather complicated cheshbon that even if you would have done the shechita, the kabbalah, the halacha, and the zrika, and everything at the time that there was a Beis HaMikdash, and then the Beis HaMikdash was charev, so what would happen? What would happen is it would still be, you wouldn't be able to eat it. Bechor is kachem kalim. You see, you can't eat bechor, which is kachem kalim, if there's no mizbeach. It's from there Rabbiya took out this halacha that not only if there's no mizbeach at all, but even if the mizbeach is merely nifkam, there's precedence for the concept of mizbeach and nifkam, as we've seen. So even if it's only nifkam, it affects all karbanos, even something like a bechor. In other words, even kachem kalim. The Gemara says, "Gisalik Ravin, Amal Shmaitik Amedir Rabbi Yirmiyah." So Ravin was one of the Amirim that famously went to Eretz Yisrael to learn. Spoke at a Rabbi Yaakov Emden in Masechta Avodah Zarah that all the Amirim used to go learn in Eretz Yisrael. There's a Gemara that tells a story with Rava who was at the port of Haifa, and Rabbi Yaakov Emden says, "What's Rava doing in Haifa?" Rava lived in Bava. So he says, "Vaistais, you know, there was a minhag. People used to go to Eretz Yisrael to learn." But Ravin is from the more notable ones. Right, so Ravin goes from Bava to Eretz Yisrael. So usually you have things that Ravin brought back from Eretz Yisrael. Right, Kiyasa, Ravin, Am Rabbi Yechanan, Kiyasa, Rav Dibi, Am Rabbi Yechanan. So this Gemara is just the opposite. So Ravin goes from Bava to Eretz Yisrael, and he meets Rabbi Yirmiyah. And he tells Rabbi Yirmiyah something over from Abaya. So, if you know a little bit about Rabbi Yirmiyah used to speak down, Kaviyochel, on the Talmid HaChamim in Bavel. So Rabbi Yirmiyah heard what Abaya said, that Abaya held that the halacha mizbeach shenifkam as it relates to achilas kachem applies even to kachem kalim. So he said, Bavloi tipshoi, amtul deyosvi ba'arach hashucha. Because they live in a dark land, I'm Rishmaita the Mechashcha. Why Shmielu Hadatanya? How could Abaya have said that? Doesn't Abaya know the following braises? Which braise? The Shas Luk Masois. At the time that the Yidden were in the Midbar, and there was a Mishkan, and the Mishkan used to travel. Mem Beis Masois. So at the time that the Mishkan was traveling, meaning it wasn't erect, it was in the state of traveling. Kachim Nifsalim. So the halacha is all Kachim was possible. You couldn't eat Kachim at that time. And Rashi says, it means even if there was a shechita, kabbalah, ilach, zrika, and you didn't get around to eat your kachem yet, once the mizbeach started traveling, you can't eat kachem anymore. The Braisa continues and says, v'zovin u'mitzayra and mishtalchen chutz mechitza. That's a very big chiddush. That the machanois of machne shechina, machne levi, machne yisrael that existed when the Yidden were in the Midbar, those machanois applied even at the time that the Mishkan was traveling. You would have thought that if there's no Mishkan, there's no machna. Machna is all relevant to the Mishkan. No, that even if there's no Mishkan, still the machna is applied. But what we need is the first part. That b'shas siluk masois kachim nifsal. Tanya, we went to another braisa. B'shnei mekaymos kachim nechalin. That you were able to eat kachim b'shnei mekaymos. Now, what does shnei mekaymos mean? It's very unclear. But Rabbi Yirmiyah said, I'll tell you what shnei mekaymos means. Shnei mekaymos means whether the Mishkan was erect or whether the Mishkan was traveling. Now, if that's the case, you have a stira. You have a braisa that says, b'shas siluk masois kachim nifsal. You couldn't eat kachim at the time that the Mishkan was traveling. And then you have a braisa that says, b'shnei mekaymos kachim nechal. And what are the two mekaymos while it was traveling and while it was erect? How do you reconcile the stira? My love. So Rabbi Yirmiyah said, the only answer is, habakachim kadashim, habakachim kalam. So even though it's far from a mefurish of braisa, but Rabbi Yirmiyah said, I don't understand how Abaya could entertain a possibility. Yeah, Abaya wanted to say that talochim is be'ech shen nifkam, impacts even achilas kachim. I have a braisa that says b'shnei mekaymos kachim nechalim, and b'shnei mekaymos kachim nechalim means l'chura sai when the Mishkan is standing and sai when it's traveling. Must be that even though there is a halacha of b'shas siluk masoy is kachim nesolim, that's kachim kedoshim, not kachim kalim. Rabbeinu says, no, either be kachim kalim. Maybe both brises are discussing kachim kalim. The brisa that says you couldn't eat kachim when the mishka was traveling. The brisa says you could eat. Ha, v'loy kasha. Ha, Rabbi Yishmael. Ha, Rabbanan. One's going to Rabbi Yishmael, it's going to Rabbanan. Meaning, how did Abaya know his halacha that you can't eat kachim kalim at the time of Nifka Mamizbeach? He learned it from Rabbi Yossi, who said three things in the names of three zakenim, and one of them was Rabbi Shmuel's halacha. Meaning it was all Rabbi Shmuel. Top line on the Samach Amid Beis. Rabbi Shmuel Oimer, right? That was all Rabbi Shmuel's halacha. But it was a member from Rabbi Shmuel. Abaya only said it in Rabbi Shmuel. Meaning Abaya could acknowledge that there's another Tana in Shas that argues with Rabbi Shmuel. So in Rabbi Shmuel's world, this is going to be true, but it can't ask me a kasha from a right. If anybody say Mahava, because Kedoshim. Alternatively, you could say, not both Akachim Kalim, but rather both Akachim Kedoshim, Umay B'Shnei Mekayim. B'Shnei Mekayim means something else. Shnei Mekayim doesn't mean that there's no Mizbeach, but rather, Koidim Sheyamidu Leviyan Es HaMishkon, Ula'acha Sheyifriku HaLeviyan Es HaMishkon. The Shnei Mekayim means before the Leviyan erected the Mishkon, after they took the Mishkon down. But what's the punchline? The Mizbeach was still standing. And it's Tavka over there, B'Shnei Mekayim, that it's okay. Meaning the Braisa that says, B'Shas. See, look, Masoy is Kachim Nefsalin. That's talking about what was known as Bech, because there's a din of Mizbech she Nifgam. The Braisa that says that you could eat a B'Shnei Mekayimus could be talking even about Kachim Kedoshim. I Shnei Mekayimus? The Shnei Mekayimus means there's a Mishkan, there's no Mishkan, but there's a Mizbech. That's the point. I, if there's a Mizbech, what's the Chiddush? The whole halacha is that could you eat Kachim when the Mizbech is Nifgam? Here you have them, the whole Mizbech is there. Because they took down the krushim and the klayim or some other part of the Mishkan where there'd been a havamir that you shouldn't be able to eat the kachim. The Gemara says very nicely, I would have thought, if salu b'yoytzik, shmak is far. I would have thought that when the krushim are taken down, that maybe it's considered yoytzik. So maybe there's a new psul yoytzik. Kamash malon, that it's not yoytzik. Yoytzik is when you physically remove the kachim outside of the klayim. But over here, you're not physically removing anything outside of the klaim. What you did was you took down the klaim. That's not called psul yoytze. Why not? Maybe it should be yoytze. The pasuk says v'nasa oyel mayed, and we learn from there afal pishenasa. Even though it's traveling oyel mayed, who it's still considered an oyel mayed. Exhale. So before we go weiter, if we have some time, just one ha'ara, and that is that. So we learned the Gemara on Daf Nuntes on the base, onto Daf Samach, really holding Daf Samach Aleph on the base. But earlier and this morning, we had this idea where the Gemara shtelt su the psukim of Sefer Yecheskel. In Sefer Yecheskel, there's many, many psukim that describe the Beis HaMikdash. Now Rashi says that those psukim that in Sefer Yecheskel that describe the Beis HaMikdash, says Rashi, B'shel Yecheskel, this Rashi was on Daf Nun Tes Amid Beis, Shenesnavei Abayesheni, Oi Alo Osid, or referring to the Beis HaMikdash of Osid. Sounds like Rashi wasn't sure. Rashi's a little bit unclear what those psukim of Sefer Yecheskel are. The Rambam in Hilchas Beis HaBchira, Perek Aleph, Halacha Dalet, says very, very clearly. It says, Binyan Shabana Shloima, the first Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash that was built by Shloima HaMelech, Kfar Mefurish B'Malachim. It's Mefurish and Sefer Malachim. The Torah over there talks exactly about how that Beis HaMikdash was built. V'chein binyan ha'asad libanois, and the bayis ha'shlishi, the third Beis HaMikdash, afal pishu kasa b'yecheskel, even though it's mentioned in Yosef Yecheskel, ain't a Mefurish and Mefur. It's a little bit unclear. But, says the Rambam, what is the psukim of Sefer Yecheskel referring to? It's referring to the binyan ha'asad libanois. Those Kalim and that binyan is what's mentioned in Sefer Yecheskel. So the psukim in Sefer Malachim that talk about the Beis HaMikdash, that's Bayis Rishon. That's Shlomo HaMelech's Beis HaMikdash. The psukim in Sefer Yecheskel that talk the Beis HaMikdash, that's Bayis Shlishi. That's the psukim in Sefer Yecheskel. V'anshei Bayis Sheini, kishabonu b'mei Ezra, the Yid in the times of Ezra when they built the second Beis HaMikdash, banu kebinyan Shlomo, they built it like Shlomo HaMelech's binyan, u'me'ein dvarim ha'mefurashim b'yecheskel. And it was me'ein the dvarim that are mentioned in Sefer Yecheskel. Interesting. So the first Beis HaMikdash is the Beis HaMikdash that's described in Sefer Malachim. The third Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash of the Asid, that's what's described in Sefer Yecheskel. What about Bayis Sheni? So Bayis Sheni was a little bit of both. It had a little bit of Bayis Rishon, and it had a little bit of Bayis Sheni. There's a classic introduction that the Tosfos Yontif gives to Masechtas Midos. Now, Masechtas Midos deals with the second Beis HaMikdash. Masechtas Midos are the dimensions of the second Beis HaMikdash. And the Tosfos Yontif asks, so why was it important for Chazal to transcribe exactly what the second Beis HaMikdash was like? I mean, there's not really that much relevance for La'asid L'chayra, because it was a transient Beis HaMikdash, it stood for 420 years, but why did it have to be written? That's what the Tosfos Yom Tov addresses in his Akdama. And he says, I'm going to tell you why. Because the second Beis HaMikdash has in it a combination that has certain tchunos of Bayis Rishon and certain tchunos of Bayis Shlishi. So it's good to know Bayis Sheni, because there are elements of Bayis Sheni that are going to be relevant to Bayis Shlishi. Unbelievable. So being that there's elements of Bayis Sheni that are going to be relevant to Bayis Shlishi, it's for that reason, thus we have a Masechtas Midos, because it actually is something that's going to be Negeya. He says, how do I know that? He quotes this Rambam in Hilchos Beis Achim. Then he says a Pshat in the Rambam. He says, what's Pshat? That Bayis Sheni was a little bit Bayis Shlishi, but not completely Bayis Shlishi. So he says a Dover Nifla. He says Bayis Shlishi is the Bayis of La'asid. And really, in order for the Yidden to be Zeicha for Bayis Shlishi, we have to be on the Madrega of being ready for Bayis Shlishi. He says the second Beis HaMikdash could have, would have, and should have been Geulas Olam. It could have been the Bayis Shlishi. In fact, it's a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos Daf Dalet Amud Aleph that Mikan Amru Ruin Hayu Yisrael Liyasis Lam Nesbi Mei Ezra Kederach Shanas Lam Nesbi Mei Yeshua Benon. And that would have been the end of the whole story. It would have been the Geula, Mashiach would have came El Shigar Machet. But the Yidden did Averis, and because they did Averis, that's why they weren't Zeicha. But the point is that really the Yidden could have been Zeicha to a Geula Olam. It was Bayis Sheni was supposed to have been Bayis Shlishi, but because the Yidden weren't Roy, it wasn't Bayis Shlishi. But being that it was supposed to be Bayis Shlishi, it had a little bit of Bayis Shlishi in it. But being that at the end of the day it wasn't Bayis Shlishi, it couldn't be completely that way. And what we ended up with was Bayis Sheni. So you're right, Bayis Sheni is like it's a taruvus, the Rambam says. It has a little bit of Bayis Rishon and a little bit of Bayis Sheni, and Shlishi, as if to say the Iker Bate Mikdashim a Bayis Rishon and Bayis Shlishi. And then you have this like in between, this taruvus. Well, what's Pshat in this taruvus? Dr. Taisyat, I'll tell you Pshat in this taruvus. Because the whole Bayis Sheni is a Zman of taruvus. That's what it is. It's the Zman that was supposed to be Gula Soilam. At the end of the day, it wasn't Gula Soilam. And it's for that reason you have this little bit of confusion, but the point is that Rashi says that it's either Bayis Sheni or it's Bayis Shlishi. The way the Rambam learns, it's really both. It's Bayis Shlishi. That's Be'ikr what the Nevuah of Yechezkel was for. But Bayis Sheni had in it a little bit of Bayis Shlishi, and it's for that reason, time to the Tais of Siyantiv, we have a Masechtas Midos, because Masechtas Midos is going to be relevant, because when we build Bayis Sheni, B'mehir Bayis Shlishi, then here be a man, it's going to be important to be aware of some of these details of Bayis Sheni. Just one final ha'ara, and that is, so the Gemara mentioned the idea of Elef Oilos Yala Shleima. That Shleima, you know, let's learn a little bit more Gemara better. So, drop more Gemara. Zok to Gemara weiter. This will help us in the long run. Amar Afuna, Amar Rav, Mizbeach Shel Shiloi, Shel Avonim Hoya. The Mizbeach in Shiloi was made out of Avonim. And that's a chiddush, because that's in contrast to the mizbeach of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was mizbeach, was made out of adama. It was a mizbeach adama. There were wooden boards around it, and it was coated with nechoshes, with copper. The mizbeach of Shiloh was not that way, even though Shiloh didn't house the Beis HaMikdash, but rather it housed the Mishkan. But the mizbeach that was in Mishkan Shiloh, despite the fact that it was a different mizbeach, it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's mizbeach. In fact, it was made out of stone. The Tanya, how do we know that? Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Matamul Omer, Avonim, Avonim, Avonim. It says three times in the Torah that the mizbeach is supposed to be made out of Avonim, but we know the mizbeach wasn't made out of Avonim. It was made out of Adama with Eitz and Nechoshes. Sholish Echad Shal Shiloh. Elamai is referring to three other mizbeaches. One is the mizbeach of Mishkan Shiloh. The Echad Shal Neve Givon. Second one is the mizbeach of Neve Givon. Ubeis Olam. And the third one is Shleima Melech's mizbeach, which was also made out of Avonim. From a brisa, Isha Yard Ben Hashemayim, the fire that came down from Shemayim, be made Moshe. Loi Nistalka Me'al Mizbeach Nechoshes. The Parsha Shmini, the Torah describes that after the Karbanos were brought on the Yom Shmini the Meluin, fire comes down from Shemayim. That fire remained on the Mizbeach until the times of Shloimeh HaMelech. The Isha Yard Be Me'al Shloimeh, and the day that Shloimeh HaMelech built the Mizbeach Beis HaMikdash, on that Yom Chanukas HaMizbeach, fire came down again, and Lo Nistalka Atchaba Menashe V'Silka. Menashe destroyed Shlomo HaMelech's Mizbeach, and it was at that time that the Ish went away. What's the Kasha? The Im Isa, if Rav Huna is right, that the Mizbeach that was used in Shiloh was not Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. Mikaruhu de'estalik le, the fire should have gone away earlier. Meaning, the assumption is that why would the fire have been on Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach? Presumably, because you're bringing karbonos there. Meaning, when the Mizbeach was in Shiloh, and in Noiv, and in Givon, and in all those places, that's what they were doing with it. But if you're going to tell me that the Mizbeach in Shiloh was a Mizbeach Avonim, so if the Mizbeach was made out of Avonim, and we know Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach wasn't made out of Avonim, it was made out of Adama, Eitzim, and the Chayishas, obviously they didn't use Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach in Shiloh. So if they didn't use Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach in Shiloh, why was the fire still there? So, you're going to have to say the Rav Huna holds like a different Tana. Which Tana he holds like Rav Nosson. The Tanya we learned in the Brayso. Rav Nosson Noimer Mizbeach Shel Shiloh Shel Nechoshes Hay. The Mizbeach of Shiloh was made out of Nechoshes. Hayu Cholol, it was hollow. Umale Avonim, and it was filled with stone. Now, Rav Nosson holds the Mizbeach of Shiloh was Nechoshes, not like Rav Huna. But the reason we're saying who Damek Rav Nosson is that he has a Tana to support him, at the very least that it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. So you have already a Raya that Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach wasn't used in Shiloh. So Rav Huna can go keneged a brisa that seems to suggest that Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach was used in Shiloh. Again, Rav Huna said that even though Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach was made out of Adama, Eitzim, and Nechoshes, the Mizbeach of Shiloh was made out of Avonim. That would seem to suggest that the Mizbeach that was used in Shiloh wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. Fake the Gemara Kasha, how can you tell me it wasn't Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach? We have a brisa that says that the Eish that came down, the Moshe remained until Shleimoy. It sounds like that they must have used it throughout those hundreds of years. That means in Shiloh they were using it, because otherwise the fire would have gone away. So clearly they used it. Meaning that brisa seems to be not like Rav Huna. Rav Huna and Amir can't argue with a brisa. So the Gemara, Rav Huna has a different brisa that's at odds with that brisa. Once he has a Tana de Mesayele, so Mimele has a right to argue with a brisa. What's that brisa? Another brisa that says that the Mizbeach that was used in Shiloh was not Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. So meaning it's not that not everybody holds that this fire that came down Mimei Moshe remained with the whole Taikif throughout the years. So it's for that reason. So Freik Rashi, you're asking good. The obvious question. So why do we have to run to Rav Nosson to find a Braisa to support Rav Huna? The Gemara said that how did Rav Huna know his halacha? He quoted a brisa. The time of Lezeman Yaakov Omer. It says Avonim three times. One is the Mizbeach Shel Shiloh. The Mizbeach Shel Nevegivon. So that brisa is my first. Rashi's Kasha. But either way, let's just see one last Gemara. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Amar Nachman by Yitzchak said, "My le'nestalka levatala." Meaning, really, it could be that Rav Huna is right. That the Mizbeach that was used in Shiloh was not Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach. It was Mizbeach Shel Avon. What's the kasha? If it was a different Mizbeach, why did the fire have to remain on Moshe Rabbeinu's? When we say the fire was there, it wasn't there with the ganske. It wasn't there 100%. It means like nostalgia legamri, but at the same time, it wasn't there with all its intensity. Mayhi, what does that mean? Rabbanan Amri, Rabbanan says, Shviva Hava Mishadra. Rashi says that when they used to do the Haktara on the Mizbeach of Avonim, so wind and flames would come from the Eish that was on the Mizbeach of Moshe, which was the Eish Min HaShemayim, and it would help the Haktara. You're right, that's not the Mizbeach that was being used. The Mizbeach that was being used was the new Mizbeach. It was the Mizbeach Avonim. But at the same time, the fire from Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach played a role in the Akhtara, and that's why it was there. Rapapa said it a little bit differently. Ushpiza had the knockout. It was like a guest. Vizimnin hacha. It used to bounce around a little bit. Sometimes the fire would be on the Mizbeach of Moshe, and sometimes, I guess for the Haktara purposes, it would actually jump. But the point is, Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach was around. Nobody's arguing that Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach was around. The question is, was it used in Shiloh or was it not used in Shiloh? Was it used in Shiloh, meaning the Mizbeach that was used in Shiloh was also Mizbeach Shel Nechoshes, or perhaps no, it was the Mizbeach Shel Avonim. You'll ask me a kasha, if Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach wasn't used in Shiloh, so what does it mean that the Nestalka Eish, what do you need the fire for? The Teretz is either Enchanami, Rav Huna holds like the Tana of the Braisa that holds that it's not true, that fire went away way before the times of Shlomo HaMelech, or the fire just facilitated.